Welcome back into the program. It's a Tuesday edition of Sports Call. Tiger 95.9 FM at AM 620 WTRP in LaGrange. JJ Jackson inside the studio with Brooks Childress and Ryan Lavoy. Hope you're doing well. What we want to do right now is go to our Auburn Bank phone line and bring on a longtime friend of the program. It's Brian Matthews from Rivals and AuburnSports.com. Kind enough to chat with us here. B-Matt, how are things going in your world?
Very, very well. It's always great to be in, talk a little Auburn sports with you guys. Of course, we always got to start with Liverpool, right? And they're in a little bit of slump right now. So
how do we fix that?
Find another center back and get the captain back in the midfield might help out a little bit.
My word, if Van Dijk was able to go for Liverpool right now, I think things would be a whole lot different. Yep. All right, I don't want to bore people too much with our Reds talk, yes. B-Matt. We do that enough already through text. Let's do this. You guys just spoke with Bruce Pearl ahead of tomorrow's game against Arkansas. What was the one thing you learned, or what did you want to learn from spending some time with him today?
Well, I didn't want to learn that JP is still day-to-day. Justin Powell, suffered that concussion. It's almost been 3 weeks now, I guess 2.5 weeks. I think it'll be 3 weeks of Saturday. But Pearl said he's still day-to-day. He was asked, if he would be on the plane today, and he didn't say yes or no, which usually probably means no, which probably means he's, not available for this game, which wouldn't surprise me. I mean, even if he's starting to come back, it's going to take him more than a few days to come all the way back from that. More steps he'll have to take. He also talked a lot about Sharif. Was asked about him a lot, and asked about Sharif shooting 1 of 16 from 3 points, but. Bruce said that he believes Sharif is a good three-point shooter, and he definitely has the green light, has a lot of trust in him. I thought that was interesting. And another thing he was very adamant about was Auburn made 13 threes. He said they wasted 13 threes against Arkansas in their first meeting and they lost. He said there's no way they're going to make 13 threes at Arkansas, so they had to play much better defense up there to have a chance.
It's a game tomorrow against Arkansas. I thought he also was smart to point out there, Brian. A lot of people look at this game tomorrow. Arkansas lost 4 of 5, but you look at the SEC so far this year, those four losses for the Razorbacks have been against like the top four teams, right? Is that something that Bruce Pearl's kind of alluding to earlier today?
He sure did. He said he thinks Arkansas has played the toughest schedule in the league so far. Several of their losses have been on the road and to the three of the four top teams in the SEC. Auburn should not take this game lightly in any way. He believes Arkansas is an NCAA tournament team and believes they're one of the top teams in this league. And, going through a little bit of a rough patch right now, but he said they're very athletic and very fast and really tough to defend.
Obviously, Brian, Sharif Cooper's first three games in an Auburn uniform have been special and what Auburn fans were hoping for. There's not enough that you can say about what he's done, but I want to talk about with you what he's doing for his teammates. Who do you think so far and going forward is benefiting the most from Sharif Cooper's presence on the floor?
And there's so many. Benefiting the most. Well, I would say numbers-wise, it would be Devin Cambridge, but to me, it's a guy like JT Thor and the rest of the big men, because Cooper just opens up so much space for them and gives them those easy lobs. They get those easy buckets, which gives them confidence and I think helps them play better. Alan Flanagan is much better. I mean, everybody's better with Sharif, but I'd say those two bigs are really flourishing because he's so good with those lob passes and getting them easy buckets down low. So, Dylan Caldwell's another guy that's getting a lot of dunks in the last few games with Sharif in there. So those guys have really taken off, but he is so good himself, and he makes all of his teammates so much better that I don't think I've ever seen one player have this big an impact on Auburn basketball since I've been covering the team in 20-plus years.
And as you mentioned a little bit ago, still waiting to see when Justin Powell can come back from his concussion. When he is able to come back, how do you think that changes the lineup for what Bruce Pearl's wanting to do? Do you think Powell will start alongside Cooper or kind of play a six-man role and play primary minutes but off the bench? What do you think will happen with Justin Powell?
Well, I look at in two ways. I think because Justin Powell's going to probably be out 3 weeks or more, it's going to take him a little while to get back, because he can't do a lot in concussion protocol. He can't push his body too much, you know, or he gets a headache or has a setback or something. So I think there's going to be just a period of time where he's going to have to get back into basketball shape and you know, get some practices under his belt and a few minutes. So I think right away he might come off the bench. But I think once he's back to full speed and, you know, everything's going well, I think I'd personally start him at shooting guard along with Flanagan. And then you've got what I think would be a terrific backcourt of guys who can shoot, handle the ball. I mean, Powell was the best three-point shooter before his injury. And then you think about how many good shots, wide-open shots, you can get with Sharif on the point. I mean, this could be a really dangerous team then.
Brian, when you look at between the last meeting and this meeting between Auburn and Arkansas, what is the biggest thing that you think that Auburn needs to have improved on going into this game to kind of, you know, reverse what happened in Auburn Arena a few weeks ago?
Well, I think they have improved on it. Defense, I think they need to take another step forward. But that's the first thing Pearl mentioned. I agree with them. Auburn is going to have to defend them much better. They are a team that loves to force turnovers and get out in transition. And they crushed Auburn in that category. They forced 20 turnovers and got 27 points off those turnovers. So that's the biggest area Auburn needs to improve on, protecting the ball, and then, you know, just defense overall and getting back. So, and, you know, I was talking about this with, you know, the rest of the guys earlier today. And, you know, the thing with Bruce Pearl and his staff is when they find something that the team's got to get better on and they start pushing it, Auburn gets better on that because those guys are really good coaches and they've got good players, and eventually those players are going to, you know, get better at those things. So I would not be surprised to see Auburn play a much better defensive game than they did, you know, a few weeks ago in that first meeting with Arkansas.
Brian Matthews from AuburnSports.com is joining us here on a Tuesday Sports Call. Make sure you follow him on Twitter at BMATAU. Brian, we switch gears now to this Auburn football team that you've been covering for many, many years. Brian Harsin filling out his first coaching staff for his first year as the head coach for the Tigers. There's one spot left to go on the staff. What have you been hearing lately?
Yeah, well, we think that's going to be an outside linebacker spot. And, you know, it's hard to get a lot of information.
Sure.
You know, I think they're talking to different people in different situations and trying to keep that as quiet as possible. We know they've interviewed T. Will. He's still around. He's not been told no yet.
How many times a day do you get asked if Travis Williams is going to be the linebackers coach?
All the time.
You notice how I didn't ask you that, Brian, because I thought that you'd been asked out of time or two.
And, I mean, I would certainly endorse him. I think he's been a terrific player and coach for Auburn. And just as a coach, I think he's a terrific evaluator of talent, recruiter, and coaches them up really well when they get here. And is also a really good developer of young men. You know, if T. Will is not retained by this staff, I think he's going to be very successful wherever he ends up. Haven't heard a whole lot of other names associated with this. I think Jeff Coons, a former Auburn GA who followed Chizik to Texas and has, you know, moved up quickly in this profession and now at West Virginia, is a guy that they've at least talked to, you know, interviewed. I don't know. I would call him a favorite or thing. He's just another name to sort of mention in connection with that. But I don't have a whole lot of names right now in connection. So we'll see. He's been very methodical, I think is the word I would use as far as his approach to hiring coaches. You know, it hasn't been a short process. He's gotten his coordinators involved in it. You know, he hired two veteran SEC guys and has really worked with both Mike Bobo and the defensive coordinator, Derek Mason. Okay. Yes, he worked with both those guys really extensively to interview and to talk to and try to evaluate all the different position coaches.
Brian Matthews joining us here on the program. Cornelius Williams named the wide receivers coach, B-Matt. That it surprised me. I was not aware of his name being in the mix or that sort of thing. Did you kind of have a similar reaction?
Somewhat, yes. You know, C. Will is a guy that I'm old enough now where I remember him being recruited out of Hoover High School. put up huge numbers there, won three championships, went to Troy, was really successful there, and then has embarked on this coaching profession and done really, really well. And he's a guy that has been at Troy for a few years now, knows that area of the state, South Alabama, really well, is a guy that I think it's going to relate really well to players currently on the team and recruiting. And I think as a guy who, in his interview with the staff, really impressed everybody he talked to, how determined he is, how smart he is, how much he wants to move up in this profession and be a great coach and great leader of men. So I'm excited to see what he can do. I'm glad that Brian Harsin is reaching out and hiring some of these young guys and giving them the opportunity to step up. You know, T-Will was just an analyst when he was hired to a full-time coaching position just a few years ago. And, you know, now I consider him one of the best coaches, on that previous staff. So I think Cornelius has that same type of potential, and I'm excited to see what he can do at Auburn. Him and Zach Etheridge, I think, are very similar on both right. sides of the ball as far as young up-and-coming guys that could be really good in recruiting.
You seen this story out of Knoxville about recruits getting money in McDonald's bags?
Yeah, I don't know how true that is, but it sure is funny, and what a mess.
Just the idea of that, man. Just, my goodness.
Yeah. My goodness. What a mess right now. Was it the head coach and 11?
Yeah.
other coaches or staff members fired for calls, something like that. Multiple level one and level two violations admitted to by the president. So they're in a really, really bad position. The NCAA is going to come down on them. Now they got to go find a coach. You know, Kevin Steele was there. On the one hand, you think they're going to hire an AD, and the AD might want to, you know, get his own guy in there and start from scratch. On the other hand, there's not going to be a lot of coaches that are going to want that job right now because they know that sanctions are coming, which really limits their ability to recruit at a really high level. So maybe having Steele as a placeholder, as head coach there for a few years, might be a plus. So it'll be really interesting to see what happens there over the next couple of weeks.
It's never – I mean, this is just the SEC, Brian. They always say it means more, and here we are mid-January. Got another coaching search going on. And I've been joking with the guys here in the studio. They're well aware of the fact that my high school days featured me running the drive-thru out of McDonald's. That was the first job for me. And I never saw any of these events take place. or that
well, you
sort
know,
of
the
thing.
Happy Meal, you always get those,
you get a toy in the Happy Meal.
Presents,
yes.
Right? What's the difference?
Exactly.
That. The problem,
exactly. Hey, what can folks find this week at AuburnSports.com, Brian?
Well, you know, Signing Day is a day and 2 weeks away, right? 2 weeks from Wednesday. And Auburn has about half the class they can still add to his class, about a dozen additional signees. So I think it's going to be really busy on the recruiting front over the next couple of weeks. Of course, we'll cover this last hire as close as we can. And, basketball is getting exciting. I think Auburn is a team now that can beat anybody left on its schedule. I'm not saying it's going to run the table, but I think it's capable of winning every game. It won't. And then baseball, the workouts are underway, and the season starts 1 month from today. So things are really starting to heat up, Auburn sports.
Brian, we always do appreciate the time. We'll do this again soon, all right?
Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you.